Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Another protective order against suspected migrant gang member Kilmar Abreu Garcia has been uncovered, this time from all the way back in 2020.
So in addition to the 2021 protective order filed by the wife of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, another filing from 2020 has surfaced. This time his wife wrote in part, quote, "I am afraid to be close to him. I have multiple photos, videos of how violent he can be and all the bruises he left me. He told my ex-mother-in-law that even if he kills me, no one can do anything to him." Still, many Democrats, many of whom traveled to El Salvador, are advocating for Abrego Garcia's release, believing he is an innocent man wrongly deported.
That right there, that is liberal privilege. And no one right now in the United States of America has more liberal privilege than illegal immigrant gang members, in particular, human traffickers. Do you hear what he said there? Really listen to that. Told his mother-in-law he could kill her and get away with it. No one would touch him. Of course he believed that. Folks, this is a guy who gets caught driving the van of a convicted human trafficker, his boss, who has been deported for his crimes. What's more, he's on Interpol's be on the lookout list among dangerous gang members. Okay, so this is a guy who is internationally wanted. The Tennessee Highway Patrol picks up St. Kilmar. I call him St. Kilmar because he's been beatified, essentially immaculated. St. Kilmar is picked up by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. Okay, they are not deputized as immigration agents. So they can't deport him. They can't take immigration action against him. So they think, you know what? The FBI is really going to want this guy. Interpol is looking for him internationally. We got him in a known human trafficker's car driving illegal immigrants from Texas to Maryland. So they call up the FBI. And when you think about what would give Kilmar the idea he could kill his wife and get away with it. Well, when the FBI is called and they order the Tennessee Highway Patrol to release Kilmar, to let him go without charges. Think about that. The FBI could have said, you know, we don't have the manpower. Sorry, can't get him. No big deal. Wish we could, but we can't. No, so you do with him what you want. This is a step beyond that. Order them, those are the exact words, to release St. Kilmar. Kilmar, it's like he knew he was protected. He knew the federal government wouldn't touch him. We know he's a gang member. Never mind just the MS-13 tattoo or the fact that the ex-husband said his wife was dating a gang member, thought his kids were in trouble. Never mind the fact that two judges have found that he was a gang member. I don't want to rehash all that. There's a point I'm telling you this. Folks, understand, for the Democrats, the highest form of human life in terms of value right now, not illegal immigrants, but illegal immigrants, gang members. Why? These are their trafficking networks. This is how they plan to survive the Trump administration, with their trafficking networks laying low and all the infrastructure still in place. So the second they take power again, they can go right back up and continue. It's as if Kilmar knew it. That's what he means when he says, I could kill her and get away with it. And why wouldn't he think that? I mean, he's gotten away with every crime he's ever committed since he came into the United States of America, starting with the moment he walked through the door or broke in the window. And the sad truth that's becoming apparent, even though the Trump administration's done an amazing job, I mean, so far they have rounded up and deported 66,000 criminal illegal immigrants, those with convictions in their own countries or this one, folks, including 498 murderers, again, with convictions for murder either in this country or in their home countries. They're on the run. That is staggering, but the numbers are too low. Folks, there are 900,000 illegal immigrant criminals in this country. So people convicted of something other than the crime of breaking into the country, criminals with deportation orders, almost a million. Just to get them at this rate is going to be a stretch for the Trump administration. I'm not going to lie to you. So we need to do something else. And God bless Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida has come up with the answer. And the rest of the GOP governors are studiously ignoring him, hoping they don't have to act. And that is why the massive press conference was held this morning in Miami to announce that they, the state, has rounded up 1,100 illegal immigrants, including terrorists, known and wanted gangbangers, murderers, rapists, and a international Russian criminal who's also wanted by Interpol. They did it in a week. But here's the key difference in America. The ACLU, i.e. the Democrats, for years have sued local police departments who detained illegal immigrants for the crime of immigration violations. They can't do it. Well, that's because of jurisdiction. They are local and the laws are federal. But there's a way around that. And Ron DeSantis found it. Had Donald Trump deputized every state law enforcement employee from the Highway Patrol to Fish and Wildlife, they are now immigration officers. And so this is incredible. It was an incredible force multiplier because they sent a handful of Department of Homeland Security into Florida and they ran it, but they ran it mostly with Florida law enforcement. They also had police departments, the sheriff's departments who wanted to participate. They did too. They were able to do this in a week, 1,100. This is what it's going to take.
We have been deputized, our state agencies and a lot of our local, to exercise immigration enforcement authority. When Biden was president, if our highway patrol pulled over an illegal for driving drunk, they would call ICE. ICE wouldn't come get them. And then we weren't allowed to do anything beyond that in terms of immigration enforcement. Now we're deputized under President Trump's administration. Our guys can just take them and get them into processing for deportation.
Apparently the answer there for the state of Florida and all the other GOP states, Laura Ingraham, is not much. There's not much states can't do to begin helping Trump deport these people. Listen to this.
I can set up at a moment's notice within 72 hours, 10,000 beds, you know, for illegals so that they can be processed and deported. We can run flights to El Salvador, wherever they need to. So we're doing a lot. We're doing more than any other state, but we could do a lot more. And so we're working with DHS. And if they give us the approval on that, you'll see those numbers go up even more.
So specifically, what comes next? What does he need DHS to do? And he says by the end of the interview, they're in the process of doing it. Listen.
We have both a National Guard and a State Guard who are used to responding to different types of contingencies. We're ready, willing, and able to take it to the next level. We have submitted plans to DHS to say, you know, if this is approved, we will go off to the races and we will be able to do really from soup to nuts, from apprehension to detention, even putting some of our people in the National Guard in line to be serve as immigration judges to process this. We can do it.
Folks, this is the way. Operation Tidal Wave that picked up the 1,100 illegals in this past week is just the latest example. DeSantis says since this was all signed in February, these people have been doing this for months. And if I know about it, there's no way these other governors don't know about it, especially our governor, Henry McMaster. So if you live in South Carolina, I would encourage you to call him. Text keyword gov, that's keyword gov, to our text line, 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. We'll send you a link, and you can either email the governor or call his office. I do it between the hours of 9 and 5 because I know we already filled up his voicemail. But folks, this is the way. Help him, damn it. Help Donald Trump. Half the governors in this country are Republican. There is no excuse for them not doing this. We can get millions this way. This is the way. And folks, the first Battleground America podcast I ever recorded, I described a dystopian America in which there is nowhere to hide. We all know the goal of all of this, to do a flash amnesty. And folks, the next time the Democrats have big enough majorities, the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and it wouldn't surprise me if it happens in the next decade, they will do amnesty first thing out the gate. And if these people are still in place, let me tell you what's going to happen. There isn't going to be a right-wing oasis left in this country. My state of South Carolina, best case scenario goes purple. Worst case scenario goes blue. And I think it's going to be more like blue because we all know Biden let in 20 million, not 10. Folks, and so here's the thing. In that scenario, should that happen, we need states that can secede from the nation and become mini nation states. We need places that are red to which we can flee. And it is key to preventing it. Folks, we're just one financial disaster away. The Democrats created such a disaster. Don't be surprised if things go south for Trump, even beyond his control, nothing he can control. We're in a world of hurt with the amount of debt that we are in dollar-wise. We just saw the bond market wobble. If something like that happens, Democrats will come in, they will do amnesty, and they will flip these states. Folks, I can easily see a scenario where every single state in this nation flips to blue, and we live in a totalitarian regime, the outlines of which have, you know, been delineated in every single Battleground podcast up until now. We need to clear these illegals out of our states now. We need to do it with haste so that worst case scenario, Democrats get this power and do this amnesty, red states will still stay red. Because let me tell you what's about to happen to the state of South Carolina. These illegals, the word's getting out. The press conference was this morning. You know where they're headed? Anywhere that ain't Florida. They're going north. El Norte. Yep, they're heading here. Why? Because they can drive here without fear of the police officer who pulls them over deporting them. They're going to go where they can operate. They're going to go where the prosperity is, like everybody else, where the construction jobs are. They're coming here to South Carolina. We need to get them the heck out. Folks, this is what we need to do. We need to herd these people into blue states, and then we let deportation czar home and get them. But there's a lot we could do. We need to do it now. Every minute these GOP governors pretend there's nothing they can do is a minute off the clock in the history and the future of the republic. We can't all live in Florida one day. Folks, to escape tyranny, it can't be the only place left to go. That's not a plan.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.